You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's kind of funny that my wife and my stepdaughter are leaving town in a couple of days. First trip in over a year because her brother had a baby.
Oh, a little human child.
So they're going to fly out and see the baby.
Oh, there it is.
I tell you what's funny about it to me is that they leave on Friday. So Gretchen was talking to me yesterday. She's like, okay, do I need to get anything for you? Do I need this? Blah, 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 blah. And she's going on and on like I'm going to collapse, you know, here by myself for 5 days.
Yeah, you're like, you lived by yourself for years. Like,
I said, you do realize that I was a bachelor for like decades, not a few months, but decades. I'm pretty good at taking care of myself, but I think it's just that, you know, in the 3 years or so that we've been married, it's mostly half of that has been, you know, almost in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I guess she's thinking, oh, if I leave, you know, who's going to cook for him?
But yeah, you were like, but you know, really, before you leave, you could make some of those sandwiches and keep them in the fridge if you wanted.
You know what? I might think about her making something that I can, you know, some sort of casserole that I can throw into the fridge for at least a couple of days.
There you go.
Anyway, it was just kind of funny. And then when I pointed it out to her, she just started laughing. She goes, yeah, that's right. You.
I know how to turn on the oven.
I know my way around a kitchen. I can take care of the house.
Is this the fridge? Is this where the cold things are kept?
It's, yeah. Anyway, so.
That's cute. She's thinking of you, though. Come on. Is. That's good.
And, you know, it's I'll have some time to just do the stuff that I need to do. And, yeah, so.
Anyway, you're a Tybo in the house. And
Right. Uh-huh. It's not like, you know, I can get together with friends. Since I've moved, I don't know anybody around me. Mm-hmm. So it's me and the cat. So Niles the weirdo and I will just be a couple of bachelors again.
Camping out.
Just hanging out. What do you got going on?
I was in a fairly uncomfortable position yesterday where I had to leave a store that I really, really like. And I'm not going to mention what store it is, but I went there looking for a few products yesterday. One of which was some stuff I needed outside on my patio. And I found what I needed, and it wasn't there on the floor. So one of the associates, I you know, called over and I said, hey, do you have this in stock? And she scanned it. She's like, yeah, we've got like three of these somewhere, but I don't know where they are. I got to go find them. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So she goes and starts wandering around the store, you know, looking up high on the shelves and stuff, trying to find this stuff. And she's been looking for like 15 minutes, and another guy comes over and is like, hey, can I help you? I was like, yeah, this. She was helping me, but she's been gone for like 15 minutes. I'm just trying to find this product. Can you help me out? Yeah, definitely. I'll help you out. He wanders off for about 15 minutes looking around. 30 minutes or so goes by where I'm just kind of standing there waiting. I want to make a purchase. I look over and I see the guy down the way just yucking it up with a couple other people. I'm like, huh, okay, well, I guess he didn't find it. Well, hopefully she's still looking. Another 10 minutes or so goes by, and she's not coming back. I've been waiting for about 40 minutes.
She probably clocked out and went home.
I went over to another associate. I said, do you know the girl that's working in this department? He's like, oh, yeah, Cindy or whatever. He's like, I saw her leave for lunch about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. Well.
I was totally ghosted, man. I just wanted to buy something from a patio. And then she gave up on me and left.
So you're never going to Lowe's
both
again? Is
them.
That what you're saying? Did I guess right?
No.
Home Depot?
No. I shall not name the store.
It's one of those.
But
too.
I found that it was very inconvenient and very rude.
I wonder if those two got together in the back room and laughed and laughed.
They were
and
both
said,
like, well, screw this guy. We can't find this thing that
listen,
he needs.
You go out and talk to Phil. I'm going to go to lunch.
I got to go to lunch. I'm starving. I can't find this. Do you know where it's at? I have no idea where it's at. Let's get out of here. So I finally, after, it's like, what a waste of my time to be standing around. So I left, man.
So you never even got your doodad.
I never got my doodad. The other associate that was standing there, I said, well, looks like I'm going to go visit my good friend Amazon now. And I left. Felt a little awkward being ghosted, but oh well, it was a first for me.